You're with SBS Radio.
Mig Ayesa is a Filipino-Australian singer and actor who was a finalist in the reality television show Rockstar in Excess, as well as appearing in stage production of the We Will Rock You thriller Live and Bridges of Madison County. We have Mig, who is going to perform at the Chatswood Performing Arts Center. Is that the right place?
It's called The Concourse.
Oh, The Concourse, yes.
Yes, in Chatswood. But you're right, it's in Chatswood. It's the concert hall there in Chatswood.
And you will be performing songs of...
George Michael.
Okay, tell us more about the show.
Okay, well, you know, it's this concert has been conceptualized by a guy called George Ellis. He's a conductor, arranger. I've known George since I was a teenager. And he does a lot of great work with lots of symphonies, and particularly with the Willoughby Symphony. And in this case, you know, he wanted to find a project that we could both work on. And when he decided to do this music of George Michael, he called me up and said, let's do this together. And I was absolutely thrilled that I was available to do it, for one, and second, that I'm reworking with George and the Willoughby Symphony. I mean, I've always been a huge fan of George Michael, and we lost him tragically several years ago. But his music continues on, his legacy continues, and I think everyone's been a fan of his music. It spans several decades, and he's always been an icon for me.
Very true. You even sound like George Michael when you speak.
Oh, do I?
I'm sure it'll be a good show. For the information of our listeners, how much will a ticket cost?
Okay, well, the tickets range from, I think, $47. The tickets are from... $48 to right up to if you can get a family pass for $110, which is two adults and two children. So I think it's pretty good value for money when you've got, you know, if we do two acts, a full symphony orchestra, a whole rock band, two backup singers, and myself, with George Ellis conducting, 24 songs of the late great George Michael. Never performed like this before. This is the first time it's going to be done with a symphony orchestra.
Yeah, it's something to listen to and watch, symphony orchestra with George Michael.
Yes, it'll be quite a spectacle, and it's only one show only.
Oh, so hopefully that's too bad. How come it's only one show?
Well, because that's all that they have time to. I mean, the Willoughby Symphony are very busy. They're very busy people. They can only fit us in for the one night. But if this goes well, if a lot of people like what we do, then there's a great chance that we could do it again next year and maybe even tour with the show. It'd be really nice to do that. But this is the first time it's being done, so I hope everyone can come in and witness it for the first time and see how we go with it. But I'm so excited to do it.
Yeah, I'm sure.
I'm so thrilled to be back in Sydney, my hometown. And by the way, the weather at the moment is just so spectacular.
It makes
me feel like I don't want to go back to New York.
It's not so cold. It's not so hot.
Oh, it's perfect.
Just perfect.
Before I spoke to you, I was spending time with my mom and dad in the back garden, and there's rainbow lorikeets flying in sitting beside us.
Welcome to Australia.
It's incredible. Now I'll never want to leave.
You don't see that in New York.
No, well, definitely no rainbow lorikeets. New York has its own pluses, definitely. It's a fantastic city, and it's like no place on earth. It really has its wonderful things, but it's also very nice to get away and especially come back to Australia.
Talking a little about George Michael, he was 53 when he died, isn't it?
Yes, he was.
Yes, he died on Christmas Day.
Christmas Day, can you believe that?
Unbelievable.
Yeah, so when we will do a tribute to that, and you know, you never know if we'll even sing Last Christmas just as a homage to the fact that he passed away on Christmas Day.
Are you going to sing some of his songs when he was with WHAM?
Definitely. There are some songs you can't escape. When you talk about George Michael, there are some iconic songs that started him off. And WHAM was a huge part of his career and a very big launching pad.
That's where he was launched as a singer.
That's right. Mm-hmm. Without WHAM, there would be no George Michael.
Exactly. 115 million records worldwide.
Incredible.
How do you account for that?
Yeah, well, I think, you know, when George Michael came on the scene, there was a lot of bands in the 80s, like pretty boy bands.
That's true.
You know, they were as pretty looking as they were sounding, but there was something about George Michael that really set him apart. The fact that, you know, WHAM seemed to be this like big good time band, you know, very frivolous, but there was something about his voice that was just like something beyond the others. He really had something different. And when he was a real singer's singer. And every, you know, made the ladies swoon, and he made the guys wish that they could be him. It's the kind of thing that he really was an icon for.
He's a ladies' man.
Yes, definitely.
Yeah, true.
You know, but he was a man for all seasons, and he was really just the way he sang made everyone fall in love with
him.
That's true. Men, women, and children. He was iconic because he really did spark off a whole generation of style and music.
A lot of people were crying when they split, Wham split. But then again, when he started to reappear on his own, it's a new life altogether.
Well, in fact, you know, his solo career was even more successful than Wham. Of course, Wham was the launching pad for him, but he really just took the ball and kept on running and kept on scoring goals. And his number one albums all over the world and his, you know, constant hits. I mean, he's such beautiful songs.
And it's a pity that he died so young. He could have recorded more songs that people will love.
Yeah, I mean, that's the thing. Like, you know, there's still so much potential. But, you know, I think he got burnt out, to be perfectly honest. He was doing so much.
Yeah.
And there came to a point, I think, that he just wanted to stop. He was tired, and it's only speculative, of course, because I can only speak for what I hear and what I can gather from the information that's available. But I would have loved to have heard more from him. I don't know what it is, but we all lost so many amazing musicians and artists
anyway,
at the same time.
Yeah, George is worth, according to the statistics, $200 million.
Wow.
When he died.
Wow.
And he had, he sold 100 million albums.
Yeah, you know, and I think he's still a lot of potential to do a lot more.
Yeah.
But what he left us is still a catalog of beautiful songs, amazing songs. And, you know, songs that also weren't afraid to say who he was. You know, he was unabashedly gay, and
he was
also very proud to be that. Didn't hold back on that, you know, and I think he said, I am.
So is Elton John. I mean, every good ones are in that category.
You know, the thing is, if you are afraid to be yourself, then you're not singing your truth.
Yeah, true.
And I think George was very, very open when he finally came out. He said, this is who I am, like it or lump it.
That's true. And one thing that we can all look forward to is the fact that someone will make George Michael live again. Is this on September 6th, is it?
September 7th.
7, okay. So
7 p.m. on the September the 7th at the concourse in Chatswood.
Guys, if you're listening to us, relive the life of George Michael and listen to Miga Yesa.
Thank you very much. Yes, coming by and representing.
Yeah. You should be all proud. Come and listen to George Michael live.
Please do. Maraming salamat.
Thank you,
Miga. Thank you very much, Louis. Take care, mate.
Bye-bye.
Enjoy more stories in your language by visiting sbs.com.au.